Hi, Susan Graham Ryan with you. Victoria Police aren't revealing why they've been unable to speak to the truck driver involved in Wednesday's tragedy on Melbourne's Eastern Freeway. The 47-year-old blacked out after the crash, which killed four officers. Deputy Commissioner Shane Patton says the driver is unfit to be interviewed. Meantime, the Porsche driver, who allegedly fled the scene of the crash, is due in court today. 41-year-old Fitzroy mortgage broker Richard Pusey is facing driving, drug and bail-related charges. The death of a woman in Tasmania has pushed the national coronavirus toll to 77. The 79-year-old passed away in a Launceston hospital. Premier Peter Gutwin says there is a light at the end of the tunnel, though, with no new cases recorded over the past 24 hours.
And today, unfortunately, is another one of those bittersweet moments to stand here and have to announce that we've lost another life. Again, something that I must admit troubles me deeply and I find it very difficult to do.
There's been just seven new cases recorded in New South Wales, while health authorities in Victoria are investigating a COVID cluster at a psychiatric facility with 14 people testing positive there. And Donald Trump says plenty of eyebrow-raising things, but this one might just take the cake, suggesting injecting people with disinfectant could be a coronavirus cure.
And is there a way we can do something like that by injection?
That advice hasn't been backed by medical professionals. In sport, a former Wallabies captain has welcomed the news. Rugby Australia's CEO Raylene Castle's resigned. Stephen Moore was one of 10 players who'd signed a letter seeking her resignation. But Moore's told the ABC big changes need to be made before any replacement's named.
It's far too early to be commenting on any of that, and we want to try and promote the required changes. And as I said, these changes are not minor. They're very, very major changes to the governance of the game in Australia and the way the game is structured and delivered.
That's the latest. I'm Susan Graham Ryan.